Right now, we're going to talk with Scotty Sullivan. He is with Campus Ministry. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Wonderful to have you with us. We've seen the word restore around the building as we were kind of touring and knocking about. Tell us about what that means.
Yeah, so Restore is this event that started about 5 years ago to do a monthly adoration event for our kids. And over the past 2 years, it really took off from about 50 kids showing up to we now have 370. And
wow.
So we had to move from the chapel to the gym. And basically what it is at 7 p.m., kids are not forced to come. They have the option to come. And we have a student who gets up and speaks their testimony, followed by some music, prayer teams, confessions, and then just sitting with Jesus in adoration. And so the kids love it. They all talk about it. Yeah, it's a pretty unique experience.
That's a great way to restore, all right.
That's right,
yeah.
So Restore is a regular ongoing event. It's not just a one-time event. Like, this is a regular event that you guys
Correct.
Have.
It's once a month.
Once a month.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. Another thing that I noticed when I walked by the campus ministry office is there's this adorable sign out front and says, "Let's make heaven crowded." Tell us about that
right.
sign. And
yeah.
do kids ask you about it?
Yeah. So it's kind of a saying that our kids now say, and they'll have it on their keychains. They have sweatshirts. But just the idea of we're here at a Catholic school, and our mission is to get to heaven, right? And that's what we want for our students, and that's what we tell our kids that come around, that come to campus ministry, that come to Restore, is like, you need to get to heaven, but you also need to help your friends and your peers get to heaven. So obviously heaven will never be crowded because heaven's perfect, right? But we just want everybody to get there, and so we just remind our kids of that on the daily.
Yeah. What are some of the retreats that are real popular with the kids?
Yeah. Well, just a quick thing about our retreats is we actually switched from 8 retreats and 1 overnight retreat last year to 15 retreats this year.
Wow.
And so we have 8 overnight retreats, which is a lot, but our kids love overnight retreats. They love being together. They love experiencing the Lord and spending the night at these various places. So we just had the fall retreat, which was 140 kids out at a camp, and adoration was 2 hours. We had prayer teams for 2 hours. We had about 115 kids go to confession. So the Spirit definitely just moves at these retreats, and it's great.
Along with something called Restore, Scotty, I see something called Pack the Chap. I'm going to make a guess that it means pack the chapel, but is that true?
That is correct.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. Good
nice.
Guess.
Good guess, Brown.
Pack the chap. What is that? What involves with outside of getting people in the chapel? What's involved?
Right. So pack the chap. We have mass every morning, but once a month we also say, hey, we're going to see how many kids we can pack in the chap, you know? And so we've been getting that up to standing room. We have 250 kids that'll show up, and then we have donuts after. And our last one we did was JP2's feast day, or 2 times ago. And so we had a cardboard cutout of JP2, and kids were taking pictures with him, and just making like daily mass something that is drawing the kids in, because that's so important to us.
Very fun.
Yeah, it really is.
Scotty Sullivan is with us. He is with Campus Ministry. There's 2 people that are in Campus Ministry. You have three people.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty powerful. 3 people that work in Campus Ministry at Pius the 10th. It's the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Home of the Bolts.
Discipleship and students involved in Campus Ministry. Tell us about those kids.
Yes, yes. So our Campus Ministry, we have the team of 3 adults, but we also opened up a few years ago to students, so they could apply to be in it. Again, that was like, you know, 40 students came in, and now because of the buzz and because of students just wanting more is what we're seeing a lot of, we officially have 201 students
Wow.
that are part of our team, and we meet every other week. We talk about various topics. We send them out in small groups. We send them out to pray the rosary around the school. So that's a really unique opportunity. And then because they're in campus ministry, we ask that they join a discipleship group that meets once a week with their friend group, and then a young adult that comes either from the Newman Center, maybe it's a parent, but somebody that just is able to form them too.
Yeah, beautiful. Let's talk a little bit about the collars that you get around here, the wonderful priests.
Yes.
We've heard up to like 19 of these wonderful guys are here teaching, helping theology, and do they assist you as well?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, we're super blessed to have lots of priests here and a few sisters too that help us out a lot with these events. I mean, there's a lot of kids that need confession. There's, you know, with Pack the Chap, with our retreat. So I'm super blessed to have these priests that are so willing to show up, to interact with the kids, but also to do the sacraments and to minister in those ways, outside of theology as well.
Right.
We just talked with a ton of teachers that are now, or that are former alumni, and I just found out you are also. What year did you graduate?
2016.
2016. Yep. What drew you back to come to Pius X?
So it's actually funny. My senior year, I was like, I want to be back at Pius, but I don't know what I'm going to do. So I went to college, declared elementary education because I was like, I don't have a class that I like in high school to teach it all day, every day. Then I discerned seminary. I went to seminary for 2 years. Then when I came back to the university, I was like, gosh, I still just really want to be back at Pius, but my major is elementary education. So I taught 1 year at St. Joseph's Catholic School down the road, and then came to Pius and said, if you ever expand campus ministry, give me a call. I would love to do this. And so that's kind of what brought me back. I came back last year, so this is my second year.
Well, God bless you. Yeah. Thank you, Scotty, and the kids are lucky to have you. Have a great rest of your day
and
keep up the good work.
Thank you.